Here is Jake Wood, who opened with a single inside third base and down into left field the first inning. Bill Stafford with his 3-1 lead, counting for his 13th win. Young right-hander delivers a curve, low inside, ball one. Blanchard is catching today. Infield is the regulars. Sharon, Richardson, Kubek, Boyer. There's a pitch slider on the outside for a call strike, 1-1. Bell on left field. Mantle in center, Marek in right. Stafford delivers 1-1. There's the ball grounded down to short. Kubek on a big bounce. Up with it over to Scarron. In plenty of time, and Wood is down. One up, one away. Here's Billy Bruton, who forced Wood in the first inning, then stole second base, and scored the two out on Colavito's single, which was Rocco's 125th RBI. Bruton hitting 259. Don Hester coaching at first. Bill Cavaretta at third. Bruton, the left-hand batter, swings late, fouls it off into the third deck. Strike one. The Tigers go down to Baltimore after this series. The Yankees are home tomorrow. Washington coming in for two, starting at 1:30. And remaining in to complete its last visit at the stadium this year, Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. Strike one pitch, change of pace, high outside. 1-1. Nestor Chilak back at the plate. Cal Drummond is first base. Joe Paparella is second. Ed Runge third. The supervisor of umpires for the league, Big Cal Hubbard, is here looking on. Curveball low outside. Ball two. I would say that Chilak moves toward the position of where the ball is more than any umpire in the league when he's back at the plate, which makes it much easier to detail where a pitch is. 2-1 pitch. Curve outside and high, ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one out. It's not as hot as it has been the last couple of days, and we have a pleasant breeze. Ball four, high outside. Goal. Second walk given up by Stafford. Bruton is on. And now we have the big hitters lined up. Kaline, Colavito, Cash. Blanchard has gone out to the mound. Talked the situation over with Stafford. The breeze is coming in from right field, blowing straight in. And it is welcome. The Yankees leading 3-1. The M boys went to work in the first inning when Maris singled and Mantle hit number 49. Kaline hits with a high fastball, fouls it back. Strike one. And then Vera promptly unloaded in the bullpen. Kaline hitting 308. After placing straight away, he'll go to either field. Takes an inside curve, ball one. One ball, one strike. Kaline, slight pouch, swings and hits a high foul into the first base stand. Strike two. One and two. Just looking around at the crowd, the main stands are filled. Triple X stand. There are not as many people out in the left center field section of the bleachers as we had for the first two games, but otherwise it's another big crowd. There's a line drive, hit straight out to left fielder Barra, who makes the catch. Came in a step, went back a step. He had it sighted all the way. So we have two down, and here is Calavito, who singled in the first inning. Knock in the short run. Calavito hitting 294, better than 125. Calavito has hit safely in 16 of his last 17 games, 25 of his last 28. Takes a curve that is too low. Ball one. The bulletin on the scoreboard is that Mantle has tied Ralph Kiner with 369 home runs, like Kiner. He's tied him for eighth on the all-time home run list. High inside, change off the fastball, ball two. 2-0. Calavito is wearing a little tape on the outside of his right elbow, where he skinned the arm yesterday, falling down. Campbell's two out, checks the run first, and there's a ground ball hit deep back to third. Boyer's up, but it's a long throw to first to Cowan, his in time. So Boyer takes the base hit away from Calavito on the line behind third. And of course, Cletus has been doing that all year on all hitters. And the score stands at the end of 2.5, single game, the Yankees 3 and the Tigers 1.
Is your car a late model or a veteran of the highways? Well, whatever its year or type, believe me, it'll perform better when your carburetor's clean. And now you can clean the carburetor of your car as you drive just by using Atlantic Imperial gasoline regularly. You see, Atlantic Imperial gasoline was especially designed to remove harmful dirt deposits that form in the carburetors of practically all cars on the lower walls around the throttle plate. In time, these deposits can cause rough idling, frequent stalling, gasoline waste. But Atlantic Imperial washes them harmlessly away, generally in just a few thousand miles. I hope you'll use Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Jim Bunning is ready to pitch to Bobby Richardson, does, and there's a high foul back into the stands for strike one as we move into the last of the third inning. The Yankees with a three-run explosion in the first inning, leading 3-1. Every time the Yankees hit a home run, of course, it adds to their record high for the league. They now have 199. Curve is outside to Bobby. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Bunning has won 15, lost 10, 0-1 with New York this year. Call right-handed delivers, and there's a fastball lined in the right center field. Base hit for Richardson. There's the ball retrieved by Kaline, thrown into second, and Bobby singles sharp at the right center field. And this extends his hitting string now through 11 games. Gives him a total of 149 hits to keep him even with Mantle in total hits most on the club. And they have Tony Kubek for the fly ball to left field in the first inning. Cash, the first baseman, is overholding the bag against Richardson. Maris is moving out on deck. Kubek bunts to the fastball and fouls it back. Strike one. Bunning pitching and Mike Ross catching. Cash at first base. Jake Wood is at second. Shortstop is Chico Fernandez. The third baseman is Dick McAuley. Left fielder, Rocco Calavito. Center fielder, Billy Bruton. Right fielder, Al Kaline. The Yankees leading the season series 7-6. There's a curve swung on and missed down under the hand. Strike two. Ross, the catcher, throws down to first, but Bobby was well back ahead of it. Wally Moses coaching at first base. Frank Cruzzetti coaching at third. Bunning deals, the fastball low outside, ball one. Right fielder Kaline is straight away on Tony, who can pull when he wishes. Although he goes to all fields, Calavito is in rather short in left, and Bruton is two steps over toward left in center. Bunning ready. He doesn't waste much time, delivers the curve, swung on, low inside. Tony tried to check his swing. And then he looked imploringly at the umpire. Charlie says, strike three. Now we have Maris up there. Roger hit a curveball for a single to center field in the first inning. Batting 275. He hit 52 and 53 yesterday. And, of course, it was front page news this morning. One down. Run at first. They change up the fastball. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Richardson, the runner at first. One down. Bunning comes set. Checks the runner over his left shoulder. Works. Change of pace, swung on, grounded to the first baseman. Has a throw down to second. Bobby's forced throw back to first. Double play. 3-6-3. So they got the double play. Got out of the side. No runs, one hit. So the Tigers at their 125th double play. The Yankees have 25 more. And totals at the end of three innings. For the Yankees, 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. And for the Tigers, 1 run, 2 hits, and no errors. Bob Shepard over the PA is calling the attention of the fans here today to the doubleheader with Washington here tomorrow at 1:30, and then Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. The Indians come in for a makeup game Thursday night. That's the last game the Yankees got to make up this year here at home. Regular night game Friday, Saturday single, and a Sunday doubleheader. Now, Boston, Minnesota, no score end of half an inning. Cleveland, Baltimore, no score end of 2.5 innings. First game, Chicago at Washington. Chicago 3, Washington 1 in the last of the 8th inning. Although Tasman has now homered for Washington in the 8th with one on to get that ball game even, and Washington's still at bat. Los Angeles and Kansas City playing later. Cincinnati at Philadelphia in the National League. The first place Reds are leading 1-0 at the end of 4. Pittsburgh has just opened up with 3 runs down at St. Louis. First of a doubleheader, the Cubs 1 and the Milwaukee Braves nothing at the end of 3. San Francisco later at Los Angeles. All right, here's Norman Cash leading the league in percentage, swinging and hitting the ball to right center field. It's in there for an extra base hit, bounces off the wall on the first bounce. Mantle retrieves, throws in, and Cash stops the second with a double. Boom. That was a change of pace, and Cash really got a good look at it coming down. Norm went up there at 361 and promptly belted his 22nd two-bagger. He has now 22 doubles, 7 triples, and 32 home runs. Double to right center. And this gets the tying run to the plate. Yankees leading 3-1. And here's the rookie infielder, Dick McAuliffe. They brought him up as a shortstop, and now they're playing him at third. Stafford delivers, and McAuliffe swings at a hot run on one bounce to Richardson, who has to go to first base to retire McAuliffe. Richardson to scouring. And Cash moves over to third. By the way, Bill Kane has just figured it out. As he stands at third base, his batting percentage is now 363, if you're interested. So runner at third. One man down. Fernandez, the shortstop, walked in the second inning. Hitting 242. Yankees leading 3-1. They're keeping the infield back. In other words, they'll take an out to give the run if they have to. What the infield position is saying. Curve is low outside. Ball one. Stafford delivers a curve, and it is low outside again. Ball two. 2-0. At the end of 8 innings, first game, Washington 4, and the White Sox 3. Stafford behind, pitches 2-0. A good curve for a call strike. Notice that managers are changing rather rapidly. Paul Richards quit to take the general managership at Houston. Lumen Harris is the manager pro tem for the rest of the year. And Charlie Dustin was dismissed yesterday at Milwaukee, and Bertie Tevitt is in the dugout today running the ball club. And according to the story this morning, he has a contract for the next 2 years. Curve is on outside. Ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike. 1 down. Fernandez is up there to try and get this run in from third. Close the gap. 3-1 pitch. Is a slider off the hands on the inside. called, strike two. Fernandez turns around and balks on it. All right, 3-2. Stafford setting the sign, hung out by Blanchard. Right-hander pump, pitches, a curve, swung on, grounded down to short. Here comes the runner from third. Here's Kubek, throw, and Cash is out. Kubek to Blanchard. He's out on the post there to play. It seemed to me, I noticed out of the corner of my eye, because naturally you were watching the ball first, but it seemed to me that Cash hesitated just a split second before he decided to come in. Bang, bang, play at the plate. Two back to Blanchard. Fernandez at first, still a 3-1 game, and catcher Rourke fouls the pitch back, strike one. So he's thrown out at home, 6-2. Saw Fernandez at first of the fielder's choice. Yankees still leading 3-1. Also on that play at the plate, while it was a close play, plate umpire Charlak was right on top of it and had a perfect angle to see it. And was no squawk. Throw to first, nothing doing. Fernandez back. Cyclone pitch, curves low inside, ball one. 1-1. When that ball hit the Kubek, keep in mind that they were going to get one out anyhow. If he didn't break from third, he'd have had the batter. Of course, there's a difference having a runner at third and a runner at first. Curve is high inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Stafford was 1-12, lost 7. Has not beaten Detroit this year, and they've beaten him twice. Pitches, fastball swung on, hit foul by a couple of inches outside third. Sharp foul ball. Ed Runge on the line back to third. All right, 2-2. For this very vital series with the Tigers here, the umpires were reshuffled. It was a fast-moving quartet. 2-2 pitch, swung on, fouled back into the third deck. Still 2-2. Stafford rubbing up the ball. Pitches developed tremendously calloused hands, rubbing that ball all season long. They want to get it as rough as they can. Fernandez goes. The pitch is swung on. There is a fly ball to left center field. Barra goes over. He's getting under it. He has it way out there in left center. So, a draw for a big threat for one run. No runs, one hit. Score and 3.5 innings. The Yankees 3 and the Tigers 1.
Does Atlantic Imperial gasoline make a difference in engine performance? We know it does, and so do millions of motorists. And now you can find out for yourself without risking an extra penny. Simply take Atlantic's clean carburetor test. Each time you buy Atlantic Imperial, ask your dealer for a receipt. Then after 100 gallons, if you're not satisfied by generally better engine performance, mail your receipts to Atlantic. They'll refund the difference between Atlantic Imperial and regular gasoline with no questions asked. Start using Atlantic Imperial gasoline today.
Mickey Mantle gets a big hand and deserved it, though, as he steps in. Here's the first pitch to him, last of the fourth inning. It's a call strike. Change off the fastball over the outside twice to the plate. Strike one. Mickey, with the Tigers ahead 1-0, and Maris on at first in the first inning, hit his 49th home run. He's batting left-handed. He gets right-handed Jim Bunning. Takes the curve low. Drop the bunt. 1-1. Mickey is playing with a sore left arm. It was announced after the game last night that he'd be out for 3 or 4 days. But manager Howard, first thing today, made out a batting order that had Maris in center field and Blanchard in right. And Howard catches. 1-1 pitch. Low outside. Ball two. But Mickey got dressed, took a couple of swings, and says, I'm ready. So, this fella plays. Two ball, one strike pitch. Inside across the knees. Ball three. That was a slider. 3-1. Out so deep, round foot right. Strike. Fastball on the outside. 3-2. Mantle hitting 324. The ball that he hit in the seats in the first inning was off of a 3-2 pitch. Swings and strikes out. Bunning slowed up on him. Struck him out with a change of pace. Mickey hit a fastball in the first inning, and Jim remembered. Now we have Mr. Bauer hit the first pitch in the first inning. Bunning has a lot of strikeouts in the league. He struck out 163 this year. Pitch is down across the knees. Bunning seemed sure that Barra wouldn't hit the first pitch this time. One out. After the fourth. Outfield remains deep and around toward right on Yogi, as it was for Mickey. Bunning double pumps. Steps, throws. A curveball. Breaks it right in. Barra doesn't think so. All right, 1-1. I think Yogi thought the ball was high. He's kind of grinning. Yogi has the most ingenuous, disarming way of protesting. 1-1 pitch. Curve low outside. Ball two. He has a difference of opinion with you, but you can't feel that there's any animosity about it. Three-one, favor the Yankees. Yogi hit in the third run. His home run in the bullpen. 2-1 pitch. Change of pace swung on, and it is popped up. The second baseman going over back of second base and makes the catch. So, Bunning going to his change has disposed of Mantle and Barra, which he didn't use on him in the first inning. And now we have Blanchard, who fouled out to the first baseman in the first inning. Blanchard hitting 285. Strong left-hand batter. Takes the curve, low inside, ball one. The ball is being brought in for an inspection. Played umpire passes it, tossed it right back to the mound. Blanchard with a square stance. Outfield round toward right on him. Curveball is over. Strike one. 1-1. Bunning is a big, tall fellow. He's 6'3". A slider thrown into the knees, and it is Ball two, strike one. Bunning won 20 games in 57. Just a no-hitter up at Boston in 58. And for the last 2 years has been the league leader in strikeouts. Two-one pitch, swung on and missed. That was a slider thrown right down in there. 2-2. Two down, nobody on. Last of the fourth. Durock delivers. There's a curve thrown on. Hit the right field. K-line is waiting. And the right fielder takes it. That's all. And the totals at the end of four. The Yankees 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. The Tigers 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors. And now we're paused for station identification. Back at the big ballpark, big ball game carrying on into the fifth inning, big crowd on hand, and I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp refresher, Ballantine Beer. Your first swallow, and everyone to follow, tells you why over 5 million glasses of Ballantine Beer are enjoyed each day. Stafford will be working to the Detroit pitcher Bunning. We move into the fifth inning. In the top of the order, Wood and Bruton. Cowan at first base is warming up the rest of his infield. Richardson, Kubek, Boyer. Some outfields, the Detroit outfield, they always throw the ball back and forth for a couple of long throws as the infield limbers up. The Yankee outfielders don't do it. Barham, Mantle, and Marish. In fact, Marish does not even throw on infield and outfield workout before the game. He just goes out and catches a few fly balls. Mantle throws sometimes. Sometimes he does. Well, here's Bunning. Right-handed hitter. 0-for-1 today. Swings and hits a high fly ball out to deep left center field. Mantle going back, and makes the catch. Surprised everybody, and particularly Mantle. He hit the ball to the edge of the grass at the track in front of the 457 mark. He cowtailed it. And Mickey started running laterally, and then suddenly he just turned and flared back. He realized that he had misjudged that ball. He didn't think Bunning could hit it that hard, and actually Mickey had to outrun it. Bunning with a second base, and the ball was caught and rather slowly trotted off. There is Jake Wood, who has 1-for-2, single. Stafford pitches low outside, ball one. Crowd still buzzing over Bunning hitting the ball so far, and Mantle running so fast to catch it. There's a high fly ball into straightaway left field. Barrow waiting for it to come down, and catches it, and we have 2 outs. Center fielder Bruton. He was a very polished center fielder. I know yesterday on a long fly ball, he made a catch that was a very graceful thing to watch. He judged the ball, turned his back to the infield, ran, turned around, and there was the ball. All right, 3-1, favor of the Yankees. This is in there, fastball for a called strike. This is a big game for the Yankees. It is a mortal game for Detroit. This is the equivalent of 2 games on the first place lead. There's a high foul pop-up by third. And there is Boyer just outside the line for the catch and the third out. So the score at the end of 4.5, it's now official. The Yankees 3 and the Tigers 1.
C-R-I-S-C. The crisp refresher.
To be crisp, a beer must be icily light.
The crisp crisp refresher. It's icily light.
With true lager flavor, precisely right.
The crisp refresher, precisely right.
Lively golden, crisply clear.
The crisp refresher, crisp refresher.
Valentine, Valentine dear.
With your first swallow and everyone to follow, today's Ballantine delivers a sunny, mellow taste that really refreshes. Since people know quality when they taste it, over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day.
So clap your hands, tap your feet, snap your fingers, and that's the man for Ballantine.
The crisp refresher.
Ballantine, Ballantine beer.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
The last half of the fifth inning, the last third of Manager House batting list of nine, Showerin, Boyer, and Stafford. Showerin's up there. Bunning struck him out in the second inning. The Moose hit in the winning run, two out in the ninth inning Friday night. Knocked in the first run with a double yesterday. Hitting 278. Bunning delivers a curve that touches the outside corner above the knees for a called strike.
This is WOKO, Albany, New York.
Right-hander delivers a fastball that swung on and missed high inside. He had the Moose completely tied up on it. I think John was set to swing, but I think he had expected a curveball. So, Bunning has gotten two quick strikes on the Moose. Double pump. Fastball strikes him out. Strikeout swinging. Five strikeouts for Bunning today, 164 for the year. Pasquale leads the league at 177. All right, here's Boyer. Pops to short, second inning. Right hand hitter. Swings at a curve, fouls it off. As was announced yesterday, the Yankees have a new ball player over there on the bench, Tom Tresh. His dad was a major league catcher, Mike Tresh. Tom can play, he's primarily a shortstop. He can also play third. Good hitter. Strike one pitch. Change of pace lined over third to left field. It's a base hit for Cletus. He makes the turn and holds off. Line single to left. Pitch number five for the Yankees. Now we have pitcher Bill Stafford making his way to the plate. The Yankees leading 3-1, all scoring within the first inning. For the short, a single by Wood, who was forced by Bruton. Bruton then stole second and scored on Calavito's single. The two out in the first inning, Maris single, Matt O'Homan, number 49, and then Barra Homan. Infield has to look for a bunt. Stafford bunts at it, bunts it toward first base, and Bunning takes it. Throws to first and second baseman Wood covering. The sacrifice is executed, setting Boyer over to second base. The pitcher to the second baseman covering. And now we have Bobby Richardson. Hit safely now in 11 straight games. Singled in the third. Bobby hitting 268. Right-handed deal. Richardson swings, landed in the center field. Base hit. Boyer is coming around third on his way to the plate. And he scores. Bruton overran the ball, which meant he couldn't pick it up for a throw to the plate. He didn't have a chance anyhow. Richardson stays at first base. So for Bobby, who has knocked in more runs this year than ever before, this is number 44. And it is now a 4-1 ball game, said the Yankees. Line single to center. Just Boyer home. That's the wisdom of the sacrifice, Stafford. In other words, if they had not had Stafford bunt, if he had swung, let's say he'd gone out, well, Boyer would have still been at first base and could not have scored. Had he hit the ball, he might have hit into a double play. But there's still the chance he might have gotten a base hit. At least Houck had him bunt. Here's Kubek. Two down. Running deals, Richardson goes. Kubek takes. There's a throw from Roark, and Bobby is out. But Fernandez puts the tag to him. So that 2-6 is one run, two hits. And at the end of five, the totals, the Yankees 4-6-0, and the Tigers 1-3-0. And now Mel Allen's coming over from the TV side. In fact, we're going to trade spots.
Mel reading a few scores over on television. We'll wait and see what the story is. The first batter is Al Kaline facing Bill Stafford, and he takes the pitch on the outside corner, strike call. All right, Mel's going to take an inning off. His voice is not up to par, has a little bit of a sore throat, so he's going to rest an inning. Kaline pops the third line to left field. Stafford's next pitch right in there, strike two call, a fastball that cut the plate in half. Lined up by Stafford. Pitch a curve, hit out in the left center field. That's in there for a base hit. Yogi to his left. Up with it on one hop, and Kaline has another base hit. His first today, but that's his fifth hit in this series. And here is Rocky Colavito. Rocky singled in the first inning to drive in a run. Bounced out deep to third base. Boyer making a fine play, throwing him out in the third inning. The stretch and the fastball hit on the ground at second. Richardson, a fullback for one. Back to first. Double play. And for the Yankees, their 151st double play of the year. Colavito trying to go to right field, hit a hard grounder to Richardson. Kubek was playing in the hole and caught the ball about 10 feet away from second base, touched the bag and fired to first. They still had Colavito by plenty. Here's Norm Cash. Bounces second, double a deep right center field. Cash batting 363. Stafford pitches high, ball one. One nothing pitch is high, ball two, 2-0. All year long, the Yankee infield has gotten the pitches out of jams. Not that they've been in that many, but whenever they have been in trouble, they've come up with a big double play. Fastball over, strike call, 2-1. Norm Cash leads both major leagues in hitting with his 363 average. Two-one fastball foul back off the screen. 2-2. Yankees scored three in the first on a two-run homer by Mantle and a solo homer by Barron, and one in the fifth. Again, the 2-2 pitcher. Curve hit deep to right. That one is gone. That one is way back in the bleachers, three-quarters of the way up to the left of the Yankee bullpen. A tremendous home run by Norm Cash. His 33rd of the year. And did he hit that one. Roger Maris didn't even take a step. He just turned around with his hands on his hips and watched that ball sail back there at least three-fourths of the way up in the bleachers. A high curveball. It's now a 4-2 ball game in favor of the Yankees. Here's Dick McAuliffe. Pops to third, bounce to second. The pitch inside, ball one. That's the second home run for Detroit in this series. Colavito has one. There's a strike. Matter of fact, Cash added 2 points to his batting average. He's now batting 365. Two out, nobody on. Change up. Pop foul back in the lowest stand. Oh, on the screen and out of play. Just hit the end of the net. Now
Now the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. Change up, hit high in the air to right field near the line. Maris coming over to his left near the wall. Reaches in, he can't get it. It's foul. Just went in a little too far. Maris reaching into the stand. Count holds at 1-ball, 2-strikes. Two out, nobody on. Yankees 4, Detroit 2. Again, the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. A ground ball off Stafford's glove, and the caller's going to have a base hit. He deflected it towards Richardson, but the ball lost its speed, and before Bobby could get to it, McAuliffe has himself an infield single. So the big double play for the Yankees in this inning got him out of a jam. Not altogether as Cash home at McAuliffe single, but would have been a lot worse. Here's Fernandez, who walked, and with a runner at third and one out, bounced to Kubek, whose perfect throw to Blanchett at the plate nipped Cash trying to slide in. Two outs. Stretched by Stafford, pitch to Chico is inside, ball one. Here's a stretch. Fastball foul off the umpire's mask, 1-1. Jerry Staley is up in the Detroit bullpen. In the event that Fernandez and Rourke get on, Bob Sheffing will go pinch hitting, and he wants to have a pitcher ready. Out of 1-1 count. Curve right in there, strike two. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Louis Arroyo is up in the Yankee bullpen. Sidearm curve hit on the ground. Boyer up with a nice play. Throws to first base in time to get Fernandez. Boy, that was a fine play by Boyer on a short hop. Backing up. Making the long throw. For Detroit in the top of the sixth. One run on three hits. No Yankee errors. One man left. At the end of 5.5, it's the Yankees 4, Detroit 2.